अथ चतुर्थोऽध्यायः श्रीभगवानुवाच इमं विवस्वते योगं प्रोक्तवान् अहमव्ययं विवस्वा मनवे प्राग मनुः
The personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna said, I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god, Vivaswan, and Vivaswan instructed it to Manu, the father of mankind, and Manu in turn instructed it to Ikshvaku.
Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo viduh sakalenega mahata yogo nashtaga param tapa.
This supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it is appears to be lost.
Sayevayam maya tedya yogaga proktaga puratanaga bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasyam ketaduttamam.
That very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you, because you are my devotee as well as my friend, and can therefore understand the transcendental mystery of this science.
Arjuna uvacha aparam bhavato janma param janma vivasvataha kathametad vijaniyam त्वमादौ प्रोक्तवानिति.
Arjuna said, The sun god Vivaswan is senior by birth to you. How am I to understand that in the beginning you instructed the science to him?
Shri Bhagavanuvacha बहूनि मे व्यतीतानि जन्मानि तव चार्जुन तान्यगं वेद सर्वाणि न त्वं वेत्थ परं तप.
The personality of Godhead said, Many, many births both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot, O subduer of the enemy.
Ajopi sam avyayatma bhutanam ishwaropi sam prakritim svam adhishtaya sambhavami atma mayaya.
Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the lord of all living entities, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form.
Yada yada hi dharmasya glanirbhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam rajamyagam.
Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself.
Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya Sukhitam Bhavami Yuge Yuge.
To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion. I myself appear millennium after millennium.
Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvatah yakva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
Jnana tapasa bhuta madbhavam agata.
Being freed from attachment, fear and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me.
Ye yathamam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajamyagam mama vartmanu vartante manushyaga artha sarvashaga.
As all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha.
Kaancham taha karmanam siddhim yajantahika devataha kshipram hi manushe loke siddhir bhavati karmaja.
Men in this world desire success in fruitive activities, and therefore they worship the demigods. Quickly, of course, men get results from fruitive work in this world.
Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam gunakarma vibhagashaha tasya kartaram api vidyakartaram avyayam.
According to the three modes of material nature and the work associated with them, the four divisions of human society are created by me. And although I am the creator of the system, you should know that I am yet the non-doer, being unchangeable.
Namam karmani limpanti name karma phale spruha iti mam yobhijanati karma bhihi nasabhyate.
There is no work that affects me, nor do I aspire for the fruits of action. One who understands this truth about me also does not become entangled in the fruitive reactions of work.
Evam jnatva kritam karma purvairapi mumukshubhihi puru karmaiva tasmatvam purvaihi purvataram kritam.
All the liberated souls in ancient times acted with this understanding of my transcendental nature. Therefore, you should perform your duty following in their footsteps.
Kim karma kim akarmeti kavayopyatra mohitaha தே கர்ம ப்ரவக்ஷ்யாமி யஜ்ஞாத்வா மோக்ஷசே சுபாத்.
Even the intelligent are bewildered in determining what is action and what is inaction. Now I shall explain to you what action is, knowing which you shall be liberated from all misfortunes.
கர்மணோத்யபி போத்தவ்யம் போத்தவ்யம் ச விகர்மணக அகர்மணஶ்ச போத்தவ்யம் கஹன கர்மணோ கதிஹ.
The intricacies of action are very hard to understand. Therefore, one should know properly what action is, what forbidden action is, and what inaction is.
Karmani akarma yapashyet akarmani cha karmayaha prabuddhiman manushyeshu sayuktaha.
One who sees inaction in action and action in inaction is intelligent among men, and he is in the transcendental position, although engaged in all sorts of activities.
Yasya sarve samanam bhaga kama sankalpa vajitaha jnanagni தத்த கர்மாணம் தமாகு பண்டிதம் புதாக.
One is understood to be in full knowledge whose every endeavor is devoid of desire for sense gratification. He is said by sages to be a worker for whom the reactions of work have been burnt up by the fire of perfect knowledge.
Yatva karma phala gangam nitya tripto nirashrayaha karmani abhipravrutto api naiva kinchit karoti sada.
Abandoning all attachment to the results of his activities, ever satisfied and independent, he performs no fruitive action, although engaged in all kinds of undertakings.
Nirashihi yata chittatma yata sarva parigraha shariram kevalam karma kurvam.
Such a man of understanding acts with mind and intelligence perfectly controlled, gives up all sense of proprietorship over his possessions, and acts only for the bare necessities of life. Thus working, he is not affected by sinful reactions.
யதிருச்சலாப சந்துஷ்டோ த்வந்த்வாதீதோ விமத்சரக சமக சித்தௌ அசித்தௌ ச க்ருத்வாபி நநிபத்யதே ஏ.
Satisfied with gain which comes of its own accord, who is free from duality and does not envy, who is steady in both success and failure, is never entangled although performing actions.
Gatasangasya muktasya jnanavasthita chetasaha yajnaya charataha karma samagram pravilīyate.
The work of a man who is unattached to the modes of material nature and who is fully situated in transcendental knowledge merges entirely into transcendence.
Brahmārpaṇam brahmahavihi brahmādnau brahmaṇāhutau brahmaiva tena gantau vyam brahmakarma samādhinā.
A person who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness is sure to attain the spiritual kingdom because of his full contribution to spiritual activities, in which the consummation is absolute and that which is offered is of the same spiritual nature.
Daivameva pare yajnam yoginah paryupasate brahmātrau apare yajñam yajñenaivopajuhvati.
Some yogis perfectly worship the demigods by offering different sacrifices to them, and some of them offer sacrifices in the fire of the supreme Brahman.
Shrotradini indriyanyanye samyamagnishu jukvati shabdadim vichayam anya indriyagnishu jukvati.
Some, the unadulterated brahmacharis, sacrifice the hearing process and the senses in the fire of mental control, and others, the regulated householders, sacrifice the objects of the senses in the fire of the senses.
Sarvani indriya karmani prana karmani chapare atma samyama yogagrau yukvati jnana deepike.
Others, who are interested in achieving self-realization through control of the mind and senses, offer the functions of all the senses and of the life breath as oblations into the fire of the controlled mind.
Dravya yajnaha tapo yajnaha yoga yajnaha tatha pare swadhyaya jnana yajnaya yatayaha samshita vrataha.
Having accepted strict vows, some become enlightened by sacrificing their possessions, and others by performing severe austerities, by practicing the yoga of eightfold mysticism, or by studying the Vedas to advance in transcendental knowledge.
Apane jukvati pranam prane panam tathapare pranapanagati rudva pranayama parayana apare niyata gharaha pranam praneshu yukvati.
Still others, who are inclined to the process of breath restraint to remain in trance, practice by offering the movement of the outgoing breath into the incoming, and the incoming breath into the outgoing, and thus at last remain in trance, stopping all breathing. Others, curtailing the eating process, offer the outgoing breath into itself as a sacrifice.
Sarvepyete yajñavido yajñakshapitakalmashaga yajñashishtamrita bhujo ಯಾತಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸನಾತನಂ.
All these performers who know the meaning of sacrifice become cleansed of sinful reactions, and having tasted the nectar of the results of sacrifices, they advance towards the supreme eternal atmosphere.
Nayam lokosti ayajnyasya kutonyah kurusattama.
O best of the Kuru dynasty, without sacrifice one can never live happily on this planet or in this life. What then of the next?
Evam bahuvidha yajnyah vitatah brahmano mukhe karmajan vidhitan sarvan evam jnatva vimokshase.
All these different types of sacrifices are approved by the Vedas, and all of them are born of different types of work. Knowing them as such, you will become liberated.
Shreyan dravyamayat yajnyat jnana yajnyaha param tapa sarvam karmakhilam partha jnane paritamapyate.
O chastiser of the enemy, the sacrifice performed in knowledge is better than the mere sacrifice of material possessions. After all, O son of Pritha, all sacrifices of wealth culminate in transcendental knowledge.
Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninaha tattvadarshinaha.
Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth.
Yajnyatva na punar moham evam yatyasi pandava yena bhutan asheshena drakshyasyatman yathomayi.
Having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, you will never fall again into such illusion. For by this knowledge you will see that all living beings are but part of the Supreme, or, in other words, that they are mine.
Api chedasi papebhyaha sarvebhyaha papakritamaha sarvam jnana pravenaiva rujinam santarishyate.
Even if you consider to be the most sinful of all sinners, when you are situated in the boat of transcendental knowledge, you will be able to cross over the ocean of miseries.
Yathaidhamsi samidhokrihi bhasmasat purute arjuna jnanagnihi sarvakarmani bhasmasat purute tatha.
As a blazing fire turns firewood to ashes, O Arjuna, so does the fire of knowledge burn to ashes all reactions to material activities.
Nahi jnanena sadrusham pavitram iha vidyate tatvayam yoga samsiddhaha కాలేనాత్మని విందతి.
In this world, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism. And one who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time.
Shraddhavan labhate jnanam tatparah samyate indriyah jnanam labhva param shantim achirena adhigacchati.
A faithful man who is dedicated to transcendental knowledge and who subdues his senses is eligible to achieve such knowledge, and having achieved it, he quickly attains the supreme spiritual peace.
Ajnascha ashraddhanascha samshayatma vinashyati nayam lokosti na paro na sukham samshayatmanah.
But ignorant and faithless persons who doubt the revealed scriptures do not attain God consciousness. They fall down. For the doubting soul, there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next.
Yoga sanyasta karmanam jnana samchinna samshayam atmavantam na karmani nibaddhanti dhananjaya.
One who acts in devotional service, renouncing the fruits of his actions, and whose doubts have been destroyed by transcendental knowledge, is situated factually in the self. Thus, he is not bound by the reactions of work, O conqueror of riches.
Tasmadajnanasambhutam hritham jnanasinatmanaka chitvainam samchayam yogam atishtotishtha bharata.
Therefore, the doubts which have arisen in your heart out of ignorance should be slashed by the weapon of knowledge. Armed with yoga, O Bharata, stand and fight.
Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gitasu Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishnarjuna Samvade Jnana Karma Sanyasa Yogo Nama Chaturthodhyayaha.